Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'll place you through with her. One more, please.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Star Dish Radio. I am Joanne Kubasek, your host. Today is September 23rd, 2010. Thanks for joining us this morning. We have a little bit of an exciting show today. We are going to be talking with Ms. Anisha Nagarajan. I hope I'm saying that right. I don't want to butcher it. She is one of the stars. Did I say it right?
Yes,
Anisha?
You did.
Okay. She's one of the stars. Okay, perfect. One of the stars from NBC's new show, Outsourced. It's a pleasure to have you.
I'm very glad to be here.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your character, Madhuri. Right?
Yes, Madhuri.
Okay. Madhuri. Okay. Yes, this is my pronunciation class.
She's sort of your typical wallflower. She's very, very shy and avoids the spotlight at any cost. But what's interesting about her is that she's actually the star of her family because this job that she has at Mid-America Novelties is kind of the sole source of support that she gives her family.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have any other source of income. And that comes to play in one of the future episodes. So, yeah.
Well, for those who don't know, Outsourced is a comedy based on Mid-America Novelties catalog sales, which shuts down their operations in America and outsources it to India, which does happen quite often in real life. To other countries as well. And Outsourced has come under fire from some TV critics for playing up Indian stereotypes. What are your thoughts on that, being an Indian actress?
Well, I think that basically the idea of outsourcing and the title of the show is kind of a point of departure where, you know, this idea is what takes Todd to India, and that's where the story really begins, because he meets these characters, and the whole show is really about his the fish out of water story and his finding these characters and developing friendships and eventually finding a home away from home with these people. I think that's what the story is really about.
Perfect, because some people have complained that in a time of high unemployment, there's nothing funny about the show's premise of American jobs being outsourced overseas. But I do think that, you know, at this time, America does need a good laugh, and I kind of see it the way that you do. It's not necessarily stereotyping Indian people. I think it's just this is just Indian actors, you know. People are used to, you don't normally see a show with full, on American TV of all Indian actors, you know what I mean? It's usually other, you know, so I think that's probably what it really is. I think it looks hysterical.
Thank you. I'm
can't
having
wait.
A blast working on the show. Thank you. Oh, great.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about, I hear that the people behind the show wanted everyone to get to know each other, and they kind of sent you out for a little karaoke event.
They did. Oh, my gosh. And I come from a theater background. I did Broadway shows in New York, and so being able to go and sing was something really exciting for me. I had a really great time, and it really developed a lot of chemistry within the cast as well. And within, you know, an hour of singing karaoke with each other, we had our arms around each other singing We Are the World. It was very, it was hysterical.
Oh, my God, that's such a great way to get to know each other.
Yeah, it was such a great idea.
Okay, well, would you say that the atmosphere of the show is loosely based on what people normally go through day to day? Give me a little bit of background on the chemistry between the characters.
Well, what's so great about these characters is that they're so very individual and unique, and I think extremely relatable. Manit is a character which Todd refers to as man meat, and he becomes kind of like your romantic in the show, and he's not used to, you know, the idea of dating women, but Todd kind of introduces this whole aspect of dating to him, and he's very intrigued by that. And then you have Gupta, who's sort of the pest in the office, but there's something so charming about him because all he really wants to do is spend time with people and talk, but just a little too much.
Okay.
And then Rajiv's character is, you see that he's kind of like trying to take Todd's job away from him, but later on you find out that the only reason why he's kind of very adamant about this idea of taking it is because in order to marry the girl of his dreams, he has to be a manager because that's the way that he'll get in with the in-laws. So it's very interesting to see all of these characters kind of develop throughout the season so far. We're on our 8th episode now shooting, and I've just really grown to love each and every one of them, and it's very interesting.
Magnificent. And what's great is everything that you just described, everybody can find in their own office in some person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Love it. Well, I will be talking to one of your co-stars in just a couple of minutes, Pavresh, who plays Gupta. So, yeah, what can I expect from this phone call?
He's a clown. He's such a hysterical individual. I would have to say that whenever I'm on set and he opens his mouth, I'm in hysterics. He's such a character, and he's so much fun.
Oh, boy. Well, I tell you, Anisha, I'm very proud of that the show is on air. And I wish you and the cast much success into coming into it in a second season. And I hope tonight's ratings go through the roof.
Oh, thank you so much.
For everyone, please
check
out NBC tonight, Outsourced. Check your local listings. The premiere episode airs tonight. Anisha, thank you so much and have a wonderful day. I look forward to watching the show tonight.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, everyone, stay tuned. In a couple minutes, Pavresh will be calling in. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
who plays Gupta on NBC's new hit show, Outsource. Welcome, Tara. Good morning. I just got done talking to one of your co-stars, Anisha, and, well, she told me you were a clown. So I'm expecting she told me you were a clown and you were going to make me laugh with this whole conversation. Well, tell me a little bit about Gupta. Has no filter and is not ashamed to speak his mind. Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. You would love to just tell them, walk up to a stranger and tell them that their ass is too big for that skirt. Absolutely. So I was talking to her about the karaoke. Tell me how that was for you to get to know the rest of your cast. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that? And this one just happens to be Indian. Right, right. Yeah, right. Right, right. Well, I totally get it, and I understand the concept of it, and I really hope that it takes off through the roof tonight. I can't wait to be watching. The premiere episode of Outsourced airs tonight on NBC. Please check your local listing. Podresh, I'm following you on Twitter, Podresh. I expect to be made to laugh throughout the day. Okay. Well, I'll be right along there with you. I welcome you. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, and good luck tonight. Thanks. You too, Proverbs. So that was Proverbs. Tina, everyone, please make sure you check out NBC's Outsourced tonight. Check your local listings. Everyone, have a great day.
Hey, this is Nathan Kress on Stardish Radio.